Tim McConaughey. Hey, Tim, good morning.
And he's a good one. Tim, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, you're sounding good yourself this morning.
We're all good. We're trying, my friend. We're trying, my friend. Listen, World Book Day. What's that about? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is coming up on the 23rd of April. Mm-hmm. So what that is a day where around the world they've set aside a day where they want to make sure that everybody has a book, especially kids, and they want one for them to own. So that's what World Book Day is all about.
Now, no kidding, they have to own it.
Yeah, they want them to own it.
That's a great idea.
There's big charities and drives, and it's a charitable organization who started it years ago. Just to make sure that everyone around the world could own their own book.
Now, you know, Tim, it's interesting. I do a lot of commuting primarily by train, and I do see a lot of people reading, which is good, but I split my book buying about 50-50, about maybe a third to a half of the books I buy actual physical books, and then the other half I split between digital books and audio books, but it is refreshing every time I see somebody with a physical book in their hand versus reading something off a digital reader.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that even in this digital age, that you're seeing print books make a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a trend level off with e-books.
Really?
About where you're at right now, about a third or so percent of all books are e-books. And then you're seeing about 5 to 10% audio, and the rest are just good old-fashioned hardback or paperback books.
Now,
you know, one of the reasons that I believe that they are popular, because when you read a book, I just love to read. When you read a book, you're all by yourself, mm-hmm. and you imagine that you're somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's something about just holding it, in my opinion, too.
You're right.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the imagination's at work, and I think that's why it's so important for this World Book Day for every kid to experience that, and I love their mission and what they're trying to accomplish.
And you know what's interesting too, Tim, and the guest is Tim McConaughey, founder of Izzard Inc. Publishing. It's interesting when you look at when you go into somebody's house, and I know we shouldn't make that old phrase, obviously, you can't tell a book by its cover, and we shouldn't make quick judgments. But, you know, when you go into somebody's home and you look around, and I always say to myself, well, wow, they've got a pretty good book collection there. Look at the 4, 5, 6 high bookshelves that are jammed. I mean, come on. Tell me you don't make a judgment about a person when you take a look at how many books they have, maybe, and what those books are about.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And in my book, 10 Secrets to a Bestseller and Author's Guide to Self-Publishing, we actually talk about the importance of that cover, because we do. We have to glance at the cover. We need to know what genre it's in, mm-hmm. and it needs to invoke passion in the reader. And if it doesn't, you just glance over it. But when you do, you can go, oh, okay, yeah. You know, it takes me back to here, mm-hmm. or there. And that's what, you know, we do it, we're told we're not to, and we try not to, but at the end of the day, we really do judge books by its cover and people who have those books.
Now, you mentioned your book, 10 Secrets to a Bestseller, An Author's Guide to Self-Publishing. What is, Tim, self-publishing?
Well, you know, self-publishing is actually no longer publishing by yourself. We're seeing a new trend now. With the traditional publishing model so difficult to get into for the everyday author, we're seeing authors now assemble a team of the best people in publishing to help them be as successful as possible. So you're getting the best of both worlds of self-publishing, where you call the shots, and you get to build a team of people who've worked on number one bestsellers and
so,
know the industry well.
So if you're an author, you say, man, I think I wrote a pretty damn good book here, but I can't get, you know, Random House or any of the big publishing houses to Simon & Schuster or whatever. They won't even look at my manuscript. They get thousands of manuscripts every week. Is this an easier way? You know, for me, for example, when I write my book about beef jerky, or something like that. Is this, or Brad writes his book about all his sports guarantees that never come through. Is this a way to get us to a bestseller here?
Yeah, it really is. You can hire the same people that work on those same books, and if you're attentive to the feedback and you understand where they're trying to go and work with the best folks, you have the best chance of being successful. We worked with somebody out of Rhode Island. It was his first book, and he went all the way to a Publisher's Weekly starred review saying, hey, this stuff is solid.
Really?
So, yeah, it really helps get you to the next level.
So you're saying that Brad and I have a shot to write our bestseller, and we can just publish it ourselves?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about that, huh? So you're saying that you have access, this is a plan where people can access some of the same people that work for the big publishing houses?
Yeah, a lot of them, some of them are freelancers. A lot of editors have put in years, and they love working with the smaller authors. They love getting out of that corporate grind, the corporate environment where it's high stress, and back to the level what got them into publishing in the first place.
See, Brad, you that bestseller you want to write, it's easier to do than you think. See that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I see the wheels turning in its head. Again, the name of the book here is 10 Secrets to a Bestseller, an Author's Guide to Self-Publishing. Tim McConaughey, where can you get this book?
You can go ahead and grab it at any bookstore. It's on Amazon. It's on our website, izzardink.com. We actually have a workbook that is a book business plan.
Okay.
And if you go to our webpage, you can just download that for free and get a real good shot at the of knowing what the whole entire publishing process is.
This is the first time that we have had someone like yourself on our program. Because it's a very important time for people, I think.
If they have a book or an idea, they can just do it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, the website is Izzard, not Lizard, Izzard, IZZARDInc.com. Tim McConaughey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.